Hello and welcome to this week's edition of The Organist Encores. My name's Damon Cox, and on this week's edition of the show, well, what with John and Nigel doing an awful lot of archive material, I thought I would bring things right up to date and focus on people who are alive on this week's show. And on top of featuring those who are alive and with us, I'm going to be featuring those who play in a rhythmical style. So if you want to go out and get your feet tapping, these are a few of the people that you've got to go and hear. Let's start this week's show then with a trio of bright and breezy tunes to get us in the mood, played by Chris Powell on the Cariniup Community Centre Wurlitzer in Perth, Australia. Here he is with Shine, Happy Feet and Whispering. Chris Powell there at the Cariniup Community Centre in Perth, Australia, and its free manual 20 rank Wurlitzer. I saw Chris fairly recently at Singing Hills. It was great to have a catch up, and this is really to say thank you for a wonderful chat over lunch. Well, every organ you're going to hear tonight is a Wurlitzer, except for the next track, where we go over to Germany and to the Laukoff Organ Factory in Weikersheim, where they have a free manual 11-rank Moller in the organ factory. Kevin Morgan made a series of recordings on the Moller, and this is a track from one of them, the Clarinet Polka. Kevin Morgan there making extensive use of the rather good clarinet stop on the Weikersheim Laukoff Organ Factory Moller. Wonderful stuff. Well, from Weikersheim in Germany, we go over to Howden Le Weir in the north of England, where at the new Victoria Centre, they are proud custodians of a free manual 19-rank Wurlitzer, much enlarged from its original state at the Gaumont in Bradford. Somebody who's been very much involved in the theatre organ scene in the northeast of England is Howard Beaumont, who not only lives up that part of the country, but has also been involved with the Compton at Ryhope and has performed many times on the new Victoria Wurlitzer. His latest CD comes from there, and this is a track which was featured in the Pink Panther. It Had Better Be Tonight. Thank you. It had to better be tonight. Howard Beaumont at the New Victoria Centre Wurlitzer in Howden Le Weir. The organ has just undergone a few more bits of voicing work done by the wonderful Robert Rowley, and I'm sure that next time I pop up there, it'll sound better than ever before. When people talk about rhythm on the organ, it's quite often confused with the Blackpool style. And although those artists who are still or were associated with the mighty Freemanual 14-rank Wurlitzer in the Tower Ballroom, it's safe to say that they've all developed their own different styles. They're not all carbon copies of Reginald Dixon. They each approach things in a very different way, as I'm hoping that the rest of this week's show will demonstrate. Well, let's go over now to that mighty Freemanual 14-rank Wurlitzer in the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool and hear two tracks by two artists consecutively. First up, John Bowdler is at the console with the Blue Goose Rag. Ragtime's something that John enjoys playing. Following on from that is Phil Kelsall, who's been there for 42 years, knows what every stop on that organ does, tried every stop, and really, he's on home territory there. And just to hear Phil play for dancing is on another level. Phil tackles the tango with that old favourite, La Compressita. Thank you. John Bowdler with the Blue Goose Rag and Phil Kelsall with La Cumbrosita, both from the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool. And by the way, if you're ever out walking, do stick a tango on because it really does crank up the pace. One name that doesn't appear on the concert circuit much these days is Peter Jebson, and I've never understood why, because he was a pupil of Reginald Dixon and a mighty fine organist, not only on theatre, but on classical pipes too. If there's anybody out there that can get close to that 1960s style of Reg's playing, it will be Peter. He can even do the voice. So let's take you over to the Butter Market in Shrewsbury on the Free Manual 8-rank Wurlitzer, as it was before it was enlarged, to hear Peter play Good Morning and Smile, which incidentally was written by another Blackpool organist, Horace Finch. Morning and Smile, played by Peter Jebson on the Free Manual 8-rank Wurlitzer in the Butter Market, Shrewsbury. A fine instrument and a fine organist. In the early 1980s, the Tower Ballroom Blackpool employed two young organists back-to-back almost. And rather strangely, when they both left the Tower, they were both offered residencies at museums, both containing Free Manual 19-rank Wurlitzers, which were in fact identical. The latter of those two artists was Nicholas Martin, and he went over to Turner's musical merry-go-round in Northampton. The museum's sadly closed now, but we await good news, hopefully, that the Wurlitzer will soon come back online in its new venue. Well, here's Nicholas Martin with that old Latin American samba favourite, Tico Tico. Thank you. Nicholas Martin there with the Samba Tico Tico at Turner's musical merry-go-round. Well, the earlier of those two artists is, of course, Robert Wolf. He's the man who introduces the show every week with our signature tune Happy Days Are Here Again, and has done so since the show started. Robert is, of course, resident organist at the Firsford Collection, which, like Turner's, has a beautiful three-manual 19-rank Wurlitzer that came from the Paramount Odeon in Leeds. Robert and I share one thing in common, and that's the love of music written by Cole Porter. So let's end this week's show with My Heart Belongs to Daddy, Let's Fall in Love, and Let's Misbehave.
Thank you.
The fabulous Robert Wolf there ending this week's show with a trio of Cole Porter tunes played on the Firstford Collection Wurlitzer. Well, I hope that you've survived this slightly more rhythmical version of the Organist Encores than normal. Normal service will be resumed next week where Nigel Ogden takes the microphone with something a little more unusual, and Nigel will fill you in next week. Well, from me, Damon Cox, it's all the best, all the time. Take care.